It's the Vinyl Countdown.
Jonathan Charles.
And have we got some great vinyl for you over the next hour. First up on the record player, a huge hit.
I said a customer name, 6-digit number, and a date with me tomorrow at 9. Did she decline?
No.
Didn't she mind?
I don't think so.
Or was it for real?
Damn sure.
Or what was the deal?
A pretty girl is 24.
So is she keen?
She couldn't wait.
Cinnamon queen.
Let me update.
Or what did she say?
She said she loved to rendezvous. She asked me what we were gonna do. Some stuff with a bottle of Moe for Monday. For a drink on Tuesday, we were making love by Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday we chilled on Sunday. I met this guy on Monday. Took her for a drink on Tuesday, we were making love by Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday we chilled on Sunday.
Nine was time, 'cause I begin mine, and she was looking fine. Smooth talker, she told me she loved to unfold me all night long. Ooh, I love the way she kicked it from the front to the back, she flipped it.
The way she kicked it.
And I hope that you care, 'cause I'm a man who'll always be there. I'm not a man to play around, baby. 'Cause the one night stand isn't really fair. From the first impression, girl, you don't seem to be like that. 'Cause there's no need to check, for there'll be plenty of time for that. From the subway to my home, endless ringing off my phone. When you're feeling all alone, all you gotta do is just call me
Monday. Took her for a drink on Tuesday. We were making love by Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday we chilled on Sunday. For a drink on Tuesday, we were making love by Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday we chilled on Sunday.
Is still up there as one of the most rhythmic songs ever brought out. Craig David with his number one hit, telling us what he got up to over the course of 7 days. And days of the week are our musical theme on today's show. We're surrounded here in the studio by 7 and 12 inch records, a whole pile of vinyl. And joining me as ever to talk about the music is my young son Max. How do you feel about that Craig David hit, Max?
Well, actually, I'm quite a big fan. I don't really know Craig David much. To quote Charles Ingram off Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
There was a question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, wasn't it? Who had the album Born to Do It?
Yep, about this exact album which this track has come off. In fact, all I can say, quoting Charles Ingram, is I've never heard of Craig David.
Yes, he was the coughing major, of course, who was caught out. But Craig David has a fantastic voice, doesn't he, as a singer?
Yeah, he does. I mean, he's really incredible. I'd be pretty embarrassed if I didn't know him, and I am.
What do you like about his voice?
It feels sort of smooth, but it also has a bit of roughness to it. I know those are very contradictory statements, but you would understand once you've listened to this track.
I think he's a really good lyric writer as well. You know, his lyrics flow like poetry.
Yeah, I was watching the music video of him entering that barbershop.
And telling his story about 7 days. That's what they did for the music video. It's the story of, you know, 7 days and what he says happened to him over the course of 7 days. So you won't believe it. This is what happened to me.
Yes, there are many tracks we could have had on this programme. I'm sorry to say many of them didn't make the cut. You know, I'm very angry 8 days a week didn't.
Yes, because all the songs on this week's programme are about days of the week. We could have had 8 days a week by the Beatles. We had 7 days of the week instead from Craig David.
I know, but we needed that extra one. You see, that's the thing. One's a 7 out of 7, one's an 8 out of 7.
Now, you know, 7 days was such a good song, Max. It went right into the UK charts at number one.
Wow. In 1 week, straight away.
It was absolutely right to the very top.
That's crazy.
Well, since then, he's had another 19 UK top 40 singles, 7 top 40 albums. Do you know he's also a DJ?
No.
Well, it's quite clever, isn't it? I think if you're a DJ, you know what the audience wants, and he's brought that to his music production because he knows the audience likes that sort of music.
Yes, it's like the first rule of mass media: give the people what they want.
Yeah, and he certainly does that with that record. All the music today is on the theme of days of the week. Why do you think that's a popular topic for songwriters, mate?
I mean, days of the week can mean a lot. For example, I love Fridays because Friday.
Is Friday your favourite day of the week?
Absolutely.
So if you were going to write a song, you'd write a song about Friday?
Probably.
What would you put in it?
I'd just have Friday said over and over again.
That would be a very boring song. Do you think that would be a hit?
I'm sure that'd be a UK number one.
Straight into the top of the charts.
Yes, I'd be like Craig David.
Craig David, Max, is a formidable songwriter. When 7 Days came out, he explained in an interview at the time what motivated his approach.
So once we had the musical elements together, we then were thinking of a lyrical flow that we could go. And I felt, you know what, let's do something that's kind of real but has a little bit of surrealness to it at the same time. So we talked about meeting a girl in the park or in a club. But instead of just being about a normal girl, she'd be a pecan deluxe or she'd be a hot chocolate fudge brownie. And we just thought we'd use different ice cream flavours to describe different types of girls. And for me, ice cream is the 8th wonder in the world, so I'm putting girls in high esteem. The DJ side of me is always saying, Craig, get the beat and make it so hot that it's undeniable. When the DJ picks up, it's one of those, the one that you will save you if the set is going completely whack. You pull for that and it all starts to come back together. There's this analogy of how a firework, when it blows into the sky, goes into all these beautiful colours, and that's the impression you first get from a song. But when you've written something that is timeless, the one thing that's left in the sky after all of the impact is the star. And the song is a star, and that will last way past my lifetime, way past your lifetime, next generation. And that's the thing that I try to create with my album, is songs.
My heart was a lonely house where strangers wandered in and out. Until Tuesday, many loves have come and gone, with days running on and on like a marathon. Until Tuesday, everything is Tuesday, feeling lightheaded and woozy. Everything's been rosy since the day sweet Tuesday chose me.
Sweet Tuesday, darling Tuesday. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. Time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
I'm sure you noticed the day of the week there was Tuesday. We had the great Everything Is Tuesday by Chairman of the Board. It reached number 12 in the UK in 1970, and Tuesday featured again in Ruby Tuesday by the Rolling Stones, number 3 in the UK in 1967. I really like both those hits, Max.
Yeah, I'm actually quite a fan of the first one. There's something...
Chairman of the Board, Everything Is Tuesday.
Yeah, there's something... I don't know, it feels like the opening to a movie. I just don't know what movie.
It has a fantastic musical intro, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's that great intro. For some reason, it reminds me of Goldfinger, but I don't know why.
That's a funny thing to be reminded of. I think there's a huge amount of energy in Chairman of the Board's music.
Yeah, there definitely is. It feels very exciting, like Goldfinger.
I wonder what it means if Everything Is Tuesday.
It would mean my life is miserable because I hate Tuesdays.
What's wrong with Tuesdays?
I have all the worst school lessons and stuff.
Oh, it's tough being at school.
Yes, I hope my teachers aren't listening.
On the Rolling Stones hit that we had after that with Ruby Tuesday, Mick Jagger said that was one of his favourite songs to sing, even though he didn't write it.
Wow. That's actually quite modest for once.
So what did you think about Ruby Tuesday?
Yeah, I quite like it. It feels a bit shouty, though. Hello, I'm a shouty man. I am singing.
The Rolling Stones were in their sort of R&B, rhythm and blues phase, I think, at
that
point.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of R&B.
You know, Max, at the time, you were either in that point in the 1960s, you were either a Beatles fan or a Rolling Stones fan. You couldn't be both.
I'm sorry to say, I'm a Beatlemaniac.
Are you?
Yes. But,
you know, I think I like both, so I would have been very strange at that point in the 1960s. I'd have said, yep, I think the Rolling Stones have got something, and so
you know, if you were my friend, you wouldn't be anymore.
Well, it was almost like that. It was very tribal at the time. You had to be in one tribe or the other.
Yes, it's like Mongolia and Genghis Khan. You're either for him or against him.
That's the first time I've heard Mick Jagger compared to Genghis Khan.
Yes, except for the fact that Genghis Khan was famous for being a great singer. No, he wasn't.
I'm going to dig out some of his records.
Yes, Mongolian song.
Right, Max, you're going to be back later in the show with one of today's featured artists. And, of course, it will be about days of the week, because that's what we're featuring on the programme this week.
I know, I noticed the first six times we mentioned it.
But now, it's the part of the show where we go upbeat. Get you on your feet, and we have some great disco on vinyl.
It's the disco bit in the middle.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. Disco action! Another day of the week, Saturday night, from Earth, Wind & Fire, a very funky sound from 1976 on the Columbia record label. It was the band's very first hit in the UK.
Never on Sunday, Monday's too soon, Tuesday and Wednesday just won't do, Thursday and Friday, weekend begin, but our Saturday love will never end.
And from Saturday Night, we have Saturday Love, a top 10 hit from 1985 with Sherelle and Alexander O'Neill.
You will be mine. let's sing it together.
Just for you, Jonathan Charles.
Well, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the neighborhood is dressing up to be there. Chick, chill around the cinema show.
from the amazing songwriting team of Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. Saturday Night at the Movies came from The Drifters, first issued in 1964, but they had to wait until 1972 for it to enter the charts in the UK. Well worth being patient for. And staying with Days of the Week, Duran Duran are here. on Monday was the 10th hit from Duran Duran. It got into the top 10 on both sides of the Atlantic in 1985. Max is going to be back imminently with one of our artists. Coming right up, it's the Triple Play and all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. Sha-na-na-na. 1971.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I got, they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around, some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
1983.
That was our Vinyl Countdown triple play and all connected to days of the week. We had The Carpenters with Rainy Days and Mondays, an easy listening favourite, and it just missed the American number one slot in 1971. Then we went back a day in the calendar with Sunday Girl from Blondie. It was so popular that it topped the UK charts for 3 weeks. And finally, we stay with that day of the week for Sunday Bloody Sunday from U2. Max, you're back. You've been finding out some more about that U2 song.
Sunday Bloody Sunday was the opening track on U2's album War. It was one of the Irish band's most political songs and was written about the conflict then going on in Northern Ireland. Mainly focuses on an incident in 1972 in Londonderry, when British soldiers shot and killed civil rights protesters. One of the songs that helped bring U2 to a wider audience. Group were formed in Dublin in 1976 and they all met at school. They have released 14 studio albums and are one of the world's best-selling music artists. They have sold more than 150 million records worldwide.
Yeah, staggering amount, and I think that's one of their most powerful songs, Mac.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite an emotional track, isn't it, doing something about what was happening in Northern Ireland. I've got a story to tell you. Are you sitting comfortably? But there was a campaign in the early 2000s, which Apple did with U2 for the iPod, I think. And it was a total flop because people didn't buy it just because there was one U2 album preloaded onto it.
Really?
Yeah.
So people didn't want it with a U2 album preloaded on it?
Well, I assume so.
I think U2 are fantastic storytellers. That song, Sunday Bloody Sunday, about the troubles in Northern Ireland, you know, it's a song based on a true story, and they've turned it into a pop song that did incredibly well.
Yeah, I mean, being able to turn tragedy into a popular song is pretty difficult. I mean, I've never tried.
It's quite a skill.
Yeah.
What do you think of its very militaristic drum beat? It's got a drum beat running through it, hasn't it?
Yeah, it does have quite a strong drum beat, but the thing I really focused on was the vocals. It did sound a bit miserable.
I suppose it was a very unhappy event, and they were trying to convey the true horror of it. I mean, that line in the song, "I can't believe the news today," is, I guess, what people would have felt when they heard what happened on Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, if I heard that, I couldn't believe the news.
So we were focusing on days of the week today, Max, and you've had your favourite day of the week. It's a Friday. If you had to choose a song about a day of the week, which one would be your favourite?
My favourite one was that Tuesday one, the first one, the one which I said sounded like Goldfinger because I'm mad.
Chairman of the board?
Yes.
Okay, so they get your song of the week recommendation, do they, this time?
Yes, they do. That one might be going onto my phone. I'll just have to have a think about it.
Okay, well, maybe I'll try and persuade you, because I really like that singer, actually. I really like that group.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing you desperately try and download it on your phony info. You know, it's funny, because for someone so interested in music, you don't have a music streaming service.
I don't, because I can find lots of music everywhere I want it.
Using YouTube, but then you can't really listen to it on the go.
And I've got all my vinyl as well, usually. Well, we've got one more day of the week to come on vinyl.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about your favourite day of the week. So you can do that using Instagram and Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and if you're old enough to use Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10.
And we want to hear from you, so do get in touch. Now let's play out with the Bangles. It has to be Manic Monday. See you next time with another box full of great records.
Bye.
I just
It's the Vinyl Countdown.